Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrecken.
And welcome back, everybody. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrecken. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick. You better probably know me as KC Bubba, for instance. If you're new to the show, I have been doing the First Pitch Podcast last year, Monday through Friday. We'll be doing it again this season. And we have Jake Crumpler covering the weekends once again to get you guys all the news, notes, and more you need to get ready for your fantasy baseball season, your day ahead, and much, much more. You can utilize this podcast with all the other great content at PitcherList.com to get you ready and ready to rock and roll. All right, on today's episode, we'll get some news and notes for you, talk about some hitting highlights and much more. So let's start with that news and notes for you. Yuri Perez, over the weekend, we got some bad news. He's been dealing with the blister slash fingernail issues, and it got worse as he left his last start with not just the fingernail issue, but elbow soreness. This is not good, of course. In my assumption, Nick Pollock is obviously the better pitching guru, but Yuri Perez has been dealing with working on new pitch grips that has been documented by Craig Mish over there on Twitter. He follows the Marlins, obviously. And when you do new grips, sometimes there's different tweaks on the elbows. Like an instance reminds me of when baseball got rid of the sticky stuff, and Tyler Glasnow flat out said that's probably a big reason for his elbow injury was due to having new grips on the ball and new ways to throw the ball, new tension on the elbow, so on and so forth. Again, I could be speculating, but this is not surprising in the least when you hear about the adjustments Perez has been making. Yuri Perez will be going and getting more work imaging done over the next few days to get the severity of the injury. Hopefully it's minor, but I am not expecting good news on the front here from Yuri Perez. And all the updates you've seen from Craig Mish and others in the Marlins camp, it doesn't look great either. The offseason has been very bleak for the Miami Marlins as Yuri Perez is now down. You have Edward Cabrera down. You have Braxton Garrett down, all on the IL to start the season. So now you have the openings for Trevor Rogers, Ryan Weathers, and Max Meyer to join the rotation behind Jesus Luzardo and AJ Puck, who are staples, great draft picks, obviously. So now you look at Rogers, Weathers, and Meyer. Weathers is having a great spring. They're all in pretty decent springs, but Weathers is having a good spring. He was already looking to take the role for Edward Cabrera when he went down. Trevor Rogers was high hopes last year. Then he had some off-the-field personal issues, plus the injuries that sidelined him for most of the second half of the season. We know the upside he can bring to the table. Then Max Meyer is a big-time prospect. Lots of upside and excitement behind his name. Was going to start the year in the minors before all these injuries took place. Now he may get a spot in the rotation. So those three, Weathers, Rogers, Meyer, all have some deep league viability on draft day. I'd pick your poison if I had to rate them. Myers obviously has the highest ceiling. I kind of go Weathers, Rogers, Meyer for now, but time will tell as we go farther into spring. We'll keep you updated here on the show. Gavin Stone of the Los Angeles Dodgers is named the fifth starter by manager Dave Roberts over the weekend. The Dodgers obviously have a fifth starter opening with Walker Buehler starting the season. Slow going to get back and ready to rock and roll. Gavin Stone was a big, big-time prospect with lots of hype going into 2023. It did not pan out between AAA or the bigs when he got the call. Having a really strong spring right now, obviously small sample size like most spring training situations, but he'll get the first crack at the fifth starter spot in LA. Makes for a decent deeper league 15 team type spec on Gavin Stone. Some news out of St. Louis. Sonny Gray threw a bullpen, got up to about 24-25 pitches, which is great to see. He's rehabbing nicely from his hamstring injury. There was once hope that he would be back for opening day. That hope is gone, but there's still hope he can be back for the opening week of the season. I'd be cool with it being game five if I'm a Sonny Gray manager, because the Cardinals open the season with four games at the Dodgers. Sonny Gray, I'm enjoying the dip in his ADP on draft day. So if you're still interested in Sonny Gray, I am buying the dip. With Sonny Gray not being ready for opening day, Miles Mikolas has been named the opening day starter for the St. Louis Cardinals. That does nothing for me in fantasy as Miles Mikolas, yes, he eats up innings, but he's a pitch-to-contact guy, limited in the strikeouts, and the ratios are not ideal. More bad news for Josh Lowe, the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been battling a hip injury and looked like he was getting ready to come back and rock and roll. Now he has an oblique injury, and that is never a good thing. He's a start. Lowe will start the season on the IL. The extent of the injury is yet to be determined, or at least has not been announced just yet. Obviously, more testing and whatnot will take place, but oblique injuries can linger. They can pop up later in the season when you think you're healthy. A lot of factors there. This could be a month at least before we see Lowe. I doubt it's a small 2-week IL type situation. So Lowe, he's dropped to as low as ADP of 205 in NFBC Online Championship 12-team leagues over the weekend since the news dropped. So keep that in mind, you know, 360 picks in a 12-team league. So he's definitely more of a last outfielder slash bench stash. If you can stash Josh Lowe, that is great. If your league has ILs like in Yahoo or ESPN or CBS, Josh Lowe is probably worth the gamble in that regard. NFBC, you don't have ILs. That makes things a little difficult. With Josh Lowe starting the season on the IL, it opens the door for Richie Palacios and Ahmed Rosario to platoon in the outfield. Ahmed Rosario is already looking to get some spots in there against left-handed pitching. He also has that infield viability if things go wrong elsewhere. So Ahmed's been very interesting for me in deeper formats. I love Richie Palacios. I just didn't know where the playing time would come from. I have Richie Palacios in a lot of draft and hold formats. Now that he'll get the strong side of a platoon to start the season, Richie Palacios much more in play for me, especially in deeper formats. Let's go to the Bronx here. DJ LeMahieu. This guy I've been made fun of in some of my shows with Ryan Bloomfield, Bubba the Bloom, which I do twice a week. Bench with Bubba, not so much making fun of there. But I pumped up LeMahieu, who finished the season very strong for the New York Yankees last year in 2023. And he's expected to be the leadoff hitter and play third base against lefties and righties this season. So he's going super late in drafts and viable. But we have a minor setback. I think it's only minor. He fouled the ball off his foot on Saturday, leaving the game. X-rays on Sunday came back negative on his foot. He's undergoing treatment and hoping to come back soon. So assuming LeMahieu's ready to start the season, don't sleep on DJ LeMahieu just because he's old in your drafts. Some fun news then that turned sideways. Joey Votto made his spring debut for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he hit a home run to left center field off Zach Wheeler in his first at-bat. That is awesome. Joey Votto is the king of baseball, hopefully a future commissioner of baseball, or at least the players group in taking Tony Clark's spot. That would be great. But Joey Votto was supposed to play more than one inning. He did not because he rolled his ankle stepping on a bat in the dugout. He laughed about it like Joey Votto would. He's expected to be back after the off day on Monday, hopefully playing on Tuesday. They expect it to be a minor injury. Just keep an eye on that because I think in deeper formats, Joey Votto should get the prime DH situation, at least with Danny Jansen on the IL, and that'll make Votto viable in a big, big way. Texas Rangers' Jose Leclerc was named the opening day closer by manager Bruce Bochy. Leclerc pitched great in the second half of the season for the Rangers, 2.35 ERA, 39 strikeouts and 30 and two-thirds innings was really strong stuff, picked up 4 saves, and he carried the workload through to the World Series title for the Texas Rangers. There was some speculation in the offseason when the Rangers signed David Robertson to add to the bullpen there, as Robertson has great closing pedigree as well. Well, great might be the wrong word, but you know what I mean. He's an experienced closer. Leclerc has been sketchy throughout his career. So the clerk's going to start the year with the role. I still expect David Robertson to get his fair share of saves when the season's all said and done. But the clerk's cheap. He's in that kind of last group of potential closers in drafts. So if you're looking for a cheap closer, the clerk's your guy, one of your guys for now. Some fun in the prospect world. Jackson Merrill made the flight to Korea, and he was announced as the opening day center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Merrill's having a great spring. A nice 15-15 season between AA and AAA last year, hitting around 275. So there's a lot to like about this youngster. And I say youngster because he'll be 21 years old this season. And he joins Andrew Jones and Ken Griffey Jr. as the only outfielders 21 years or younger to start on opening day. So let's see what Jackson Merrill can do. His ADP jumped all the way to 196 over the weekend, as high as 196, I should say, in NFBC OCs. Some bad news for the Cincinnati Reds, TJ Friedl. Oof, this stinks because Friedl coming off a big 2023 year, high expectations for the leadoff hitter in Cincinnati in a fantasy world. TJ Friedl suffered a wrist fracture. This is not good. It's obviously not good. He had let the bone heal, so they're going to wait. The Reds are going to wait 3 to 4 weeks and see how the bone heals before they reassess TJ Friedl. So I'm thinking this is probably a 2-month deal before we get him back at the best. The other thing that concerns me is we've seen these wrist injuries linger. You know, in the past, the guys like Alex Kirilloff, currently with Tommy Edman, who still is having setbacks, can't even swing a bat yet, and he had wrist surgery. Friedel's not having surgery yet. He's just letting the bone heal. So we'll see how this goes with Friedel. I'm hoping for the best, but with Jake or TJ Friedel out, Jake Fraley should see a bunch of playing time in the outfield for the Cincinnati Reds. And Fraley was the guy before Friedel, and Friedel kind of took his spot. Fraley's got a good power speed combo as well, becomes very valuable on draft day. Now his ADP will surely start to climb. In deeper formats, also keep an eye on Will Benson, who we streamed a ton last year when the Reds were playing a lot at home, and especially versus right-handed pitching. Benson should reassert himself back into that lineup as a platoon bat. And if the schedule dictates correctly, Benson should have some big fantasy upside. Worth a look in deeper league drafts. Sticking with the Reds here, Brandon Williamson left his start on Sunday with shoulder soreness. Never good to have shoulder soreness, especially this late in spring to me. It's one thing when like it's a Gossman, it's early in spring, and it's maybe because he ramped up too early, misses a start or two, no biggie. Williamson has been ramping up, and he's been good to go. And then his shoulder soreness happened in the second inning of his start. That really concerns me. He'll undergo further testing on Monday, and we'll see what the synopsis is for Brandon Williamson. With Williamson out, Nick Lodolo already likely not starting the season with the Reds, but we'll see on that one. Means the Reds might have to turn to Nick Martinez or someone else. I know Martinez has been battling injuries also. So the back end of the Reds rotation is not looking good, folks. All right, a couple other bits of news and notes here for you. It became official over the weekend. It was already rumored. Paul Skeens, big time, you know, number one overall pick last year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He was sent back into AAA, which was expected. Ryan Mountcastle tweaked his neck over the weekend swinging a bat. He got some treatment, feels better. The Orioles have the day off on Monday. Mountcastle expects to be back in the lineup on Tuesday. Keep an eye on that, because if he's back, he's good to go. And he's going rather cheap on draft day. Alex Cora of the Boston Red Sox said Vaughn Grissom will likely return to the mid to late April as the second baseman for the Boston Red Sox. So keep an eye on that. If he can get back by mid-April, his value in drafts is really, even late April is probably not bad, but he's going extremely late in drafts for a once heralded prospect. While Grissom is out, Manuel Valdez and Pablo Reyes should likely fill in at second base for the Boston Red Sox. Another bit of Red Sox news here. Kenley Jansen threw a light bullpen on Sunday as he continues to ramp up from his early season, spring training injury. He should pitch on Monday against the Twins. And if all goes well, Jansen will be ready to start the season as the Red Sox closer. All right, before we talk about some hitting highlights and more, let's take a quick break. Get here from our sponsors. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrick, and KC Bubba. You can find me on Twitter at BD Entrick. A couple of hitting highlights, spring trains, take everything with a grain of salt, but some fun stuff in Baltimore. They have prospects coming out of their ears. This one having a slow spring, but Kyle Stowers, 3-for-3 with 3 home runs, 3 runs scored, and 4 RBIs. Just adding to Colton Cowser, Kierstead, and others. It's just an amazing amount of talent in Baltimore. Mark Vientos of the New York Mets, I've always been a big fan of his power. He hits the ball. His Statcast numbers are crazy. His ball crazy hard. He went 2-for-4 with a home run on Sunday with a double, 2 runs, and 3 RBIs. Vientos has 4 home runs this spring, but he's hitting below 200 as he's battling Brett Beatty at third base, plus maybe some potential DH roles for Vientos. So keep an eye on that situation. I like him if he gets regular playing time for the Mets. And then a fun one here for me, at least, just because he's free in drafts and in 15-team leagues, I'm taking a lot of Jose Abreu right now. Abreu went 2-for-3 on Sunday with a home run, a run scored, 2 RBIs, and a walk. It's his first home run of spring. Even though it was kind of a rocky year last year for Abreu, he still finished with 18 home runs. He's going to drive in a ton of runs in that lineup, going to play pretty much every day. So we need to maybe stop sleeping on Jose Abreu. He's not that elite, you know, MVP candidate he once was early in his career with the White Sox. But Jose Abreu, still lots to like there with what he brings to the plate. When it comes to the pitching highlights and more, I'm directing you straight to to Nick Pollock and the Plus Pitch Podcast. He's coming at you 7 days a week, highlighting the important things you need to know from the spring training pitching outings, plus his daily roundups as well. He's got you covered over there. So check out Nick Pollock and the Plus Pitch Podcast. Well, I'll do it, folks. First episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Obviously, in season, there'll be much more highlights and DFS and all kinds of cool stuff. So we'll get you covered there start to finish. But as we just get you going here in spring, you know, there's the Padres and Dodgers are ramping up in Korea as we speak. The Seoul series will start pretty soon. We'll keep you posted on that on this show, plus the daily news and notes and some highlights. So keep checking us out. First Pitch Podcast, part of the Pitcher List Podcast Network. And make sure you check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. It gets you everything you need. It gets you in the amazing Discord that the Pitcher List community has. It's just one of the best. It talks about just baseball in general, fantasy baseball, everything you can think of. There's all kinds of movies and video games and baseball cards, and there's all kinds of great stuff in the Pitcher List Discord, plus all the great content that PitcherList.com has to offer. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. Once again, that'll do it, folks. This will be your daily reminder that we are back at the First Pitch Podcast. This was your First Pitch Podcast, March 18th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.